This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior Trump administration officials met Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers. They failed to break a deadlock over a proposed border wall and end a two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement released that the senseless uncertainty and chaos of the Trump shutdown must end now. Her statement said next week, Democrats would be beginning to pass individual appropriations bills to reopen all government agencies, starting with the appropriations bill that covers the Department of Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service. President Trump is demanding $5.6 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressional Democrats have said that they will not provide money for that, calling it foolish and wasteful. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible presidential bid. It's with a speaking and listening tour through the all-important state for 2020 candidates. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Senator Warren talked about her plans for the country, which include investing in education, health care, and housing.
We should dream big, fight hard, and take back our country.
But the first audience question was about Warren's DNA test and President Trump.
I can't stop Donald Trump from what he's going
to
do.
Then she pivoted back to her message.
What 2020 is going to be about is not about my family. It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field.
Senator Warren's swing through Iowa continues through the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The head of Congo's Election Commission says that plans to announce the winner of the country's presidential election cannot move forward as scheduled this Sunday. Corneille Nangaa says that the commission has received less than half of the vote tally sheets as of Saturday. He said it was not clear when the results would be ready. An Electoral Commission spokesman said the commission would hold a meeting Sunday to decide when the results will be announced. That delay is the latest in a series of setbacks in the poll to pick a successor to the president who has ruled the country since his father was assassinated in 2001. The December 30th vote could mark the DRC's first democratic transition of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. French security forces fired tear gas and flashbang ammunition at protesters during a march through picturesque central Paris Saturday, as several thousand supporters of the Yellow Vest movement kept up pressure on President Emmanuel Macron with the first action of 2019. Smoke and tear gas wafted above a museum and the gold dome of the French Academy as riot police moved in center when protesters deviated from an officially approved path. The massive demonstrations began on November 17th due to mounting dissatisfaction and about fuel tax hikes and the high cost of living, as well as French President Emmanuel Macron's leadership. Since then, Macron has abandoned the fuel tax plan, announced extra cash for minimum wage workers, and promised tax cuts for struggling pensioners in an attempt to halt the ongoing protests there. A top admiral at the Pentagon, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, has resigned just days after his former boss, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, left the Defense Department. In a statement, Sweeney, the chief of staff to the secretary, said it was an honor to serve again alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense. Former Secretary James Mattis, for whom Sweeney served, announced his resignation in December and left his post. The United Nations envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, arrived in the capital Saturday to hold talks with government and rebel leaders as international efforts aimed at ending the country's civil war continue. Griffiths was to meet with leaders of the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels, then go to Saudi Arabia to consult with Yemeni president. Meanwhile, security officials say Yemen Shiite rebels and government forces are shelling one another in areas south of Hodeidah. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.